I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1860. That was the day that Abraham Lincoln was elected 16th President of the United States. When Lincoln came to office, the nation was deeply divided on the question of slavery. By December 20th, South Carolina had seceded from the United States. Less than a month later, Confederate soldiers fired on Fort Sumter in South Carolina. With those shots, it became clear the issue of slavery would be settled by a civil war. The first year of the war was not going well for the Union. In December 1861, President Lincoln sat down to pen his annual message to Congress. In 1934, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt renamed that annual message the State of the Union. The speech still goes by that name today. By all accounts, the State of the Union was very grim in 1861. 11 states had seceded and were at war with the Union. Lincoln's long message to Congress included a summary of the war as well as foreign relations. But it ended with Lincoln's thoughts about the nature of work and labor in the United States. It included some of the most famous words ever uttered by a sitting president about labor. Lincoln wrote, "Labor is prior to and independent of capital. Capital is only the fruit of labor and could have never existed if labor had not first existed. Labor is superior of capital and deserves much the higher consideration." Lincoln ended his address by noting that the war that embroiled the nation would have a profound impact not just on the current generation fighting. He wrote that the conflict would shape the vast future of the nation. Lincoln was felled by an assassin's bullet. He did not live to see that vast future after the Civil War. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.